Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get in the know. Nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Change, and sometimes those changes are scary, but bringing in somebody like Lamar Jackson I think would be prime. You might have to send a player as well to the Ravens. Lamar Jackson wants out of Baltimore. Minnesota could send Kirk Cousins. They could send Zadarius Smith even to Baltimore because he is also under contract still. Send him, guy. He's owed $10 million. Ravens, you could have a guy on the cheap, which apparently you're not willing to commit money long-term just yet to a quarterback, and that's fine. Then you're gifted two first-round picks. Have at it for the next couple of years in quarterbacks. Pick who you would like if Lamar Jackson is not your guy. But, Lamar, do you want to go win Super Bowls? The Vikings are right there because they're winning their division in the regular season. Make a change.
Wow. There she is, former Royce and Mackey intern, Jamie Erdahl.
It rubbed off. Like, what happened? First of all, the Crusaders are going to be on her today. She is. I've already seen it.
Yeah. Oh, she's getting hammered by the Crusaders. Are very upset on Twitter.
Don't look at the DMs because it's going to be ugly. But good for her. That's great.
She's a classic. Oh, she wasn't Score North, but she was 1500 ESPN. You're all the same, negative, just wanting to dump on Kirk Cousins. No, she's not wanting to dump on Kirk. She wants to elevate the Vikings to a Super Bowl. So she learned well 12 years ago when she was interning. This is Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment, presented by our friends at TCL, now an official partner of the NFL. No matter what you watch, TCL has award-winning TVs for any budget, any space, all with stunning picture quality. And TCL makes more than just TVs. They offer mobile products, audio devices, home appliances. TCL brings you joy and simplicity through innovative technology. Learn more at TCL.com. We have some Caesars over-unders that are very interesting to get to and a mock. But we start with breaking show news. Judd, get the flag ready.
It's ready.
Because we have an official location for the Surly Draft Party. Park Tavern.
There it is. That's right.
April 27th. Here, I'll turn this down so the audience can hear the details. As you can see on your screen, the Surly Draft Party at Park Tavern, April 27th at 6 o'clock. And Purple Daily will be there streaming live on YouTube. All three of us will be there. We're trying to see if Thor, our draft expert, is going to be there in person or if because he's got a regular job with Fantasy Pros and Draft Pros, or Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros. But we'll have some guests. We'll have some giveaways. It'll be indoors. Get the flag.
Yep, it's going to be indoors. It's going to be, hold on. There we go. all right.
Although there was, so it's going to be indoors at the 11th frame, and which is a really cool back room area, a back bar. It's like a whole different section kind of behind the bowling alley of Park Tavern. And if enough of you crazy Vikings fans show up, there is an outdoor but heated patio tent area that's massive with TVs and whatnot. So you're not going to be standing outside getting rained on or whatever happened last year. So we're looking forward to it. April 27th at 6 o'clock, this thing starts. I think the draft actually starts at like 7. And we will be streaming live on YouTube from Park Tavern, the Surly Draft Party at Park Tavern, boys.
And not only that, boys, but Before I Die will be relaunched that night. The Before I Die beer from Surly will be relaunched. It's going to be on tap. Hold on.
Judd dislocated his shoulder here in the first 5 minutes of Purple Daily.
And there are rumors. There are rumors. There is work being done behind the scenes as we speak right now to also try and get the cans of Before I Die. And
wow. Let's just, so people can show us your cans in person.
Let's just throw this out there. There's a new design.
There's a new design.
I can't do it anymore. I can't do it.
Where did it go?
My shoulders. I put it down. Look at how heavy this thing is. Yeah. Okay,
there's Judd's workout for the day. There, he's got his.
So that's all I got.
So we're pumped. The Surly Draft Party at Park Tavern in St. Louis Park. Book your travel if you're coming from out of state. We know we've had, and we apologize. We've had people emailing and asking, "I want to book my travel." Well, you can book a flight, we said, but Park Tavern is the location. April 27th, 6 p.m., and there's hotels in the area. For anyone local, carpooling probably makes the most sense because there is a parking lot, but, like, probably not. I don't know that there's, like, 300 spaces, so if you guys could carpool together or Uber and be responsible.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, yes, okay. Very good idea.
So, and we'll keep you posted as we might add some fun things here and there, giveaways, so we'll keep you posted over the next month. All right, boys. So Caesars came out. I think this is the first major sports book to put over-under win totals out to the public a couple days ago. And the NFC North is very interesting. According to Caesars, here's how the NFC North stacks up. Lions with the highest win total at 9 for an over-under. The Vikings at 8.5. The Packers and the Bears both at 7.5. So all four teams within a win and a half with the initial, free agency hasn't finished yet and the draft hasn't happened yet. But what do you make of this? Lions 9, Vikings 8.5, Packers and Bears at 7.5.
Seems very realistic right now. Like the Lions thing, I can't get my head around, but it very well might be right. It's always hard to hear. It's always difficult to process for a person who has watched the Detroit Lions in his entire lifetime, for the most part, fail. It's hard to hear them atop the list. But I think right now, without the draft done, with the first wave of free agency done, but certainly the roster construction is not done, I think 8.5 is very fair. Like, I'd probably take the over right now, but I would only say 9, maybe 10. So I think that's if I was in Vegas, I would take the over, but again, Vegas being Vegas, I think that's probably right now pretty spot on for the Vikings.
I mean, they won 13 games last year. A lot of them thought they were kind of fraudulent, right? Because they were comeback kids, 8 fourth quarter comebacks, etc. 8.5 seems about right. I think the Lions at 9 is a little high. I know everyone was riding high on them. Their offense looked good last year. Jared Goff was one of the better quarterbacks in the second half of the season. But 8.5, I think that sounds about right. They were at 8.5, I believe, this time last year too, weren't they?
They were, yep.
So they were projecting to kind of be the similar team that they were preseason wise the last 2 years. I think 8.5 is fair. It's a very fair number.
I think the only way we can really settle this is if we just fly through and pick the schedule. It's been over a month since we last picked the schedule, so I think we should.
Has it really?
Yeah. My notes, the last time we picked the schedule was February. It was February 20th. Well, the last time Declan picked the schedule was February 8th. It's been almost 2 months since Declan's picked the schedule because I think AJ was with us on February 24th. Actually, Judd, you and I were doing – Declan was gone, and Luke K. sent in a hypothetical mock schedule, and we picked it.
That's right.
And so it's been over a month since anyone on the show has picked the schedule. I have a list of their opponents. Let's fly through and see after the first wave of free agency, where do we think the Vikings stack up?
Okay.
Well, let's start with the home games. Mm-hmm. Bears. You guys keep track of your own wins and losses.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, sure. Yep.
No.
All right.
Win.
That's a win. Sorry. Yes, I'm just getting ready here. Bears. Bears is a win.
Yeah. It's probably a win.
Home game. So
it's probably a win. Yeah. Okay, Aaron Rodgers-less Packers team. A lot of things have changed since we last picked the schedule. One way or the other, they will not have Aaron Rodgers. He's either going to retire or they'll consummate the Jets trade, right?
Home again? Is this the home game against Packers?
These are all home games.
Okay, all right. Win.
Win.
Yeah. Win. Yeah. Home. Sorry, Jordan. Not going to happen for you. Yeah. Okay, home against Dan Campbell.
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to say loss.
I will also chalk this up as a loss. You only have 7 home games. Spoiler alert, I don't think they'll beat the Chiefs at home when Pat Mahomes make his first trip to U.S. Bank Stadium. I don't think you're going to go completely undefeated. So there's probably another loss on here, and it's probably going to be the Lions. So loss.
Don't they have eight home games?
Not 9.
Yeah, so they have 9 away games, 8 home games.
Right, one less.
But they do have one less home game than road games.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I think they sweep the NFC North at home. All right, I do think the Lions are formidable, but I think they sweep the North at home.
Okay,
a Saints team that also has, I believe, 8.5 for an over-under.
Win.
Oh, yeah. Yep, fair. Win.
It feels like a trap game to me. I need to know where it falls in the actual schedule, but without that context, I'm going to say it's a win. So, all right, well, off to a flying start here. Yep. Okay, a Tom Brady-less Buccaneers team at home.
I think it's a win. I mean, the Bucs look like they're ready to reset here. I mean, Kyle Trask is their number one option at quarterback, isn't it?
Baker Mayfield, right?
I'll say win, too.
They're not losing to Baker Mayfield. Brian Flores is not going to lose to Baker Mayfield, okay?
Yeah.
In terms of, like, defensively. Okay, Chiefs at home.
Lost.
Yeah, on paper, you're probably right. Okay. Okay, Chargers at home.
Chargers.
The Chargers.
Eric Kendricks, fourth quarter pick for a touchdown. Wow. Loss.
This is a tough one. Deck, did you say loss?
I say win. Okay. You know, I like Kellen Moore there. Kellen Moore is now coaching Justin Herbert. I'm a big fan of that. I'm like the only skeptical of buying all in on Justin Herbert's stock, but I'm going to go with this as a win.
Yeah, I think it's a loss. I'm also trying to do some hedging here. I don't think they're going to like run the table at home. Right. So, but then we get 49ers at home.
Loss.
Yep, loss.
Is Brock Purdy going to be healthy by then, or is Sam Darnold, who's playing quarterback, Trey Lance?
Hmm?
We're all saying loss. I think they beat the Niners at home.
Is Kirk Cousins playing quarterback?
Could be. Is Trey Lance playing quarterback for the Vikings? I don't know. Okay, so you guys go loss. I say they beat the Niners at home because we don't know who's playing quarterback. Oftentimes it doesn't matter for the Niners. They just beat you with Brock Purdy. Okay, the road games. We'll start with the division at Chicago.
Loss.
Yeah, they've had good luck here the last few years, but I think that luck runs out. I think they'll finally drop one at Soldier Field. It's a loss.
Yeah, and then at Lions, I have them losing at Lions, at Bears, just for the purposes of this exercise. At Lions,
I'll have as a win. I think they'll split with the Lions, and it'll be on the road. So I'll go.
So you guys have them splitting, but winning in each other's backyards. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then the Packers at Lambeau Field.
Win.
The Packers are due to go in the tank for like 10 years. Okay.
Just a win.
Okay, because you just said that, loss. You just jinxed it.
They're not losing that.
Split.
Falcons on the road.
Win.
With Desmond Ritter right now as their starting quarterback.
That's a win.
All of a sudden they put themselves back in the Lamar sweepstakes, which I know they.
No.
Could happen. But,
okay, I'm going to call. So we're all going win?
Yeah, win.
Okay. I'm gonna call Panthers on the road a trap game loss.
Sure.
Thielen, 2 touchdown catches, 250 yards. Yep. Unbelievable. Loss.
Yeah, I'll go with a loss, too. It's a trap
game. A very heartfelt, respectful post on Instagram by Caitlin Thielen after the Vikings lose that game.
See what you've lost? You lost more than a game today.
Broncos on the road.
Loss.
I'll go loss, too.
Peyton. Did you see Sean Payton's comments that the film of the Nathaniel Hackett Broncos was tough to watch?
No. What? Oh. You just threw him under the bus?
You just torched him. It was great.
There's no way. Like Russell Wilson clearly has some weird idiosyncrasies, and he's just kind of a weird guy. Doesn't really connect with teammates, clearly. But he doesn't just drop off a cliff. There's no way you just go from being one of the best quarterbacks in the league to being worthless overnight when you're 33 or 34 years old. So
avoiding Hackett might be one of the biggest breaks that teams like the Vikings got. Like, imagine if you had like the difference between him and
O'Connell.
They
interviewed him too, man.
And he impressed them.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway.
Still need to see it. I'm going to say it's a win for the Vikings.
Okay.
All right. Raiders.
All right.
Road game.
Garoppolo.
Ooh. I'm going to go with a win. I'll go with a win for this one, but I wouldn't be surprised. Depending what time of year this is, obviously we do Vikings vent line, but Vikings fans are going to be in flock going down to Vegas for this. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, my gosh. Yuck. Win.
Yeah, it's a win for me. It's a win for me, dog. Okay, at Eagles.
Loss. Just a loss.
Right. Yep, I think so. And then at Bengals.
Loss.
Loss. Mm-hmm. I have it as a loss as well. Bengals are two of the best teams in the NFL, playing them on the road. We'll see. Judd, you said loss, or are you still thinking?
I'm still thinking.
Okay.
Still thinking. Is this the last one?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. I mean, aren't you doing the math?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think if I want to give him a win here, because I got to even things out a little bit. I feel like I've gone too far.
No. You should be picking. They're playing the Bengals.
Yeah. Don't be looking at their overall cumulative record. You're looking at a matchup.
I'm taking you guys.
Can they win? Can they win in Cincinnati?
Are they beating the Bengals?
I am taking you guys inside how I'm thinking. No, they're not going to, so loss.
Can I propose this?
What if I propose a different opponent? What if I propose the Patriots instead?
While I have my sports page out and I'm writing this down, I am giving you the thought process.
All right, so drum roll, I have them at 10-7.
7-10.
What?
I just told you.
9-8.
I went a little bit too far.
A little bit. Do you think there's a chance they go 7-10 with Kirk Cousins as their quarterback?
I think I went
a little too far.
I think the road I do think that the road schedule is going to be an issue. That road schedule is a gauntlet.
So yeah, it's Bears, Packers, Lions,
yeah.
Falcons, Panthers. Is it a gauntlet? Broncos, Raiders.
I mean, you're playing one more road game. The Bengals,
Eagles
is an automatic L in my opinion. Eagles is for sure an automatic L. Maybe the Bengals fall off.
Carolina might become a tough one.
Yeah, these are. I'm not saying these are pushovers, but the Falcons are not going to be that good. The Raiders are going to be, in terms of teams that are going to be fighting for a conference championship spot. There's maybe two. Eagles and Bengals, so
see,
I think you went too far, Judd.
I might have got too far, but I think with the way that the league works, that is a tough schedule on the road, because there's not that many great teams. Like, the league just doesn't have, like, a ton of dominant teams, as we saw last year. But that's still a tough schedule.
You're just trying to justify now. You're trying to justify.
Well, no, I think they're going to win eight games.
You've gone from...
I should have had them at eight.
I love it. But Judd's done three schedule picks. I've done three schedule picks. I've had 10-7 all three times, not consciously thinking about it, just going game by game. Dex, you've done two schedule picks. You have them at 9-8 in both of yours. So you and I are pretty much aligned here.
Correct.
Judd's done three schedule picks. 10-7, 8-9, 7-10 so far.
Yeah. But I think the schedule is tough. Like, I know that the opponents don't sound that daunting right now. I do think that the schedule is tough.
Yeah, the home schedule depends on what you think about the Saints, I guess. The Vegas has the Saints right there with the Vikings at like 8.5 or 9. But Kansas City, the Chargers, the Niners.
Yeah.
Those are not easy opponents. Plus the fact that you get one more away game. So anyways, there's our picking of the schedule here.
Good job, Vegas.
We have the first over under
good job
win totals out there. A shout out to our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company, gentlemen, helping us build our business here at Score North and Purple Daily, and also helping countless business owners and companies over the last 100+ years. They're all about maximizing the success of your business through risk management tools and resources. You can find them online at federatedinsurance.com, or you can find a full list of industries they specialize in. You can find your marketing rep. Federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. Also, Judd, tell the audience, if they want to lose some weight here for the summer months,
oh yeah,
where should they go?
Well, there's only one place to go. Your first round draft pick, first overall pick, the best quarterback on the board, Livia Weight Control Centers. And it's because of what I just said, Livia Weight Control Centers, not a diet plan, not a fad plan. No, it's a plan that if you're watching us on YouTube right now, is going to take you from the guy on the left, a little bit chunky, I got to admit, to the guy on the right, ooh, debonair and suave. How did he get there? Well, not just by himself, but the folks at Livia helped me not only drop 40 pounds, but also keep that weight off. And that's the most important thing. Here's something else that's important. Have I got a deal for you? Speaking of deals, first 8 weeks right now, free. So that means you are going to go into summer having lost weight and also having done it with the first 8 weeks for free. What a deal. The only thing left for me to tell you right now is how you contact them. 855-GO-LIVIA, livia.com, L-I-V-E-A, L-I-V-E-A.com. That's how you start. Tell them about that sports dad plan that you want to drop that weight for summer.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want a mock.
Oh, we have a good one here today. Jordan Reed from ESPN.com has a mock draft out. It's not a one-round mock. It's not a two, not three, not four, not five, not six. It's a seven-round mock draft, all the way from the first overall pick to Mr. Irrelevant. Todd McShay perked up on Twitter and said, "Can't wait to dive into this." So. Even Todd McShay is excited to dive into this. So you guys tell me. I could go through all 270 picks or whatever here if you want.
I'm good on that.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah, I got a busy schedule today.
Okay. Well, let's. There's a couple interesting Vikings things in here, but let's go through this. So the first round, Jordan Reed has the Panthers drafting C.J. Stroud. And by the way, before I go any further, we've done I think 34 mock draft roundups here. Or 34 mocks in our roundup. And the cornerback well has kind of run dry a little bit here. It was like 60 or 70% cornerbacks through the first like 20, 25 mock drafts. It's been a while. Lately, it's been more wide receivers. Mel Kiper and McShay went receiver. All the NFL Network guys are going quarterback for the Vikings in the first round. There's been some other non-cornerback defensive positions, but... it's definitely, since the Vikings signed Byron Murphy, the trend has been to go away from cornerback.
And I believe that there was a certain outlet that started to talk about that potential for a trend before the Byron Murphy signing. And I believe it was the guys at Score North. Pretty smart. What do you guys know, huh?
What?
I think we started talking about the wide receiver. We were not, and I still don't think that we necessarily are, on the quarterback train as much. But the wide receiver thing makes a lot of sense.
Boy, don't dislocate your shoulder twice in one episode there, Judd. Patting yourself on the back.
What was first time for? Oh, my flag. I got tired.
But yes, we did kind of call that from a distance. Uh-huh. So C.J. Stroud to the Panthers, number one. Bryce Young to the Texans, number two. Will Anderson Jr., Anthony Richardson, four to the Colts. So there's three quarterbacks off the board. Jalen Carter to the Seahawks at five. Will Levis, seven to the Raiders. And then we get some edge cornerback. First receiver off the board, 12, Jackson Smith Njigba to the Texans. And then I'm just going to scroll down here. Some cornerbacks, some meat and potatoes. Okay, into the 20s, there's Bijan Robinson to the Chargers at 21. Second receiver off the board to the Ravens, Quentin Johnston. And that brings us to the 23rd overall pick. where, according to Jordan Reed, and he's just getting started here, too, because he did a seven-round mock, and we'll give you some more highlights. But he has the Vikings drafting with the 23rd pick out of the University of Southern California, wide receiver Jordan Addison.
I want a mock!
Okay. I've seen him slipping a lot, like, to the back of the first round more. There was a time where he was kind of flirting with top 10 status. So I don't know if he just, maybe it was some of the combine stuff, but here's the write-up. With only five total picks, I would be surprised if the Vikings actually remained here and made a selection. They are a prime trade back candidate. Still, after the release of Adam Thielen, there's a gaping hole at wide receiver two. Addison would give the offense another versatile player who can line up inside and outside, a detailed route runner. Addison has physical traits that are similar to that of Calvin Ridley, who was a, that would, I mean, my God, if you just plopped a young Calvin Ridley on this team, okay. Addison could thrive off the attention given to Jefferson by defensive coordinators. Okay. Thoughts?
I would have no problem with this. Now, our guy, Thor Nystrom, who we talked to yesterday, wants Quentin Johnson, but obviously if he's gone, you can't take him. The one thing that it feels like that has transpired in the first round, in addition from the much of the mocking community going from cornerback to wide receiver for the Vikings, is it feels like they have a few of the corners who were going to the Vikings a few months ago in the mocks, now going earlier. Yeah. Like it felt like initially like Joey Porter Jr. was falling to 23 a lot. He's not now. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that they have also reshuffled how they think of the prospects potentially. But, I mean, the cornerback pre-Murphy made a ton of sense and still makes some sense. But it's just my feeling that when you have a head coach who emphasizes offense and you do not have a number two receiver, and clearly you're not going to sign one because they're either too expensive or they just don't get to the market, this makes the most sense as far as filling the holes that need to be filled.
All right. I'm just going to kind of go through here to the 87th pick. I think Judd's going to be interested in this one. Jordan Reed has the Vikings taking Auburn linebacker Owen Papoe, P-A-P-P-O-E.
I'm going with it.
Here's the write-up. Jordan Hicks is entering the final year of his contract, and adding an explosive defender such as Papoe would prepare Minnesota for the long haul. Papa would prepare. Say that 10 times fast.
No.
He's an active second-level defender who checks all of the thresholds the Vikings require. At 225 pounds, he ran a blazing 4.39 40 at the combine.
Yep.
Guy's a linebacker.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's a hybrid safety. Let's call it what it is.
The Vikings could pair him alongside Brian Asamoah for the future.
Yeah.
Yep. Interesting.
Okay,
dude, 4.39 40 for a linebacker?
So
what?
Just to be very, very clear here, I have no problem with this because if you're going positionless defense, that's different to me than when we talk about a traditional linebacker. So, like, if because this is a safety, this is a guy who's going to come down. Like, imagine if you have, assuming he can play, imagine if you have a guy like this and Lewis Cine and Asamoah and the speed. I mean, it's going to be like bees, man, converging around the offensive players. Bzzz, and they're going to get you. They're going to get you. So this is the type of thing. This is where I think the league is going defensively. And I love it because I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I mean, think about if it works, right? It's one thing on paper. But if you have two blazing fast sort of hybrid safety linebackers taking over for what used to be Eric Kendricks and Jordan Hicks as 30, 31-year-old more traditional middle linebackers. And Kendricks had some speed back in the day, too, but...
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, and then I'll give you one more here from Jordan Reed's seven-round mocker, and it's maybe the most interesting one. In the fourth round, with the 119th overall pick, the Minnesota Vikings select, out of UCLA, quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
I want a mock!
And here's the quick write-up.
All right.
He says, Dorian Thompson-Robinson to the Vikings. Kirk Cousins is entering the final year of his contract. It's clear the Vikings want to keep their quarterback options open. I'm going to call him DTR for the purposes of this. Would provide them with a cheap backup who could be groomed as an eventual successor for Cousins. DTR is viewed as a notch below the top five quarterbacks in this class, but his stock has risen after an impressive pre-draft process. interesting. I don't think you draft a guy 119 to take over as your franchise quarterback. I think it's much more of a crapshoot. But this is something that would make sense, right? At least like, hey, we weren't going to move up to 10, but we got to get some sort of young quarterback influx in here. So let's draft a couple non-quarterbacks with our first two picks, and then if he's still there in the fourth round, take a flyer.
All right. If they do that, though, I think that Reed is right. I think then, and I don't think he did trades, right?
Not this deep in the draft. No.
Okay. So, but I think I think what he wrote in a synopsis of the first round pick is right. I think if the Vikings are going to take a flyer type of quarterback, they have traded back and gotten more picks. I don't know you take a flyer type of quarterback. And by the way, I'm for it ordinarily, but if you only have five picks, like that's not a lot of picks. But if you accumulate picks and you go back and let's say you pick up a couple more, now you're at 7 or 8, mm-hmm. then I think it probably, I think the odds increase of doing something like that with DTR.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, trade back from 23 to 30, pick up an extra third round pick or something. I could see that. So there you go. There's the 7-round mock from Jordan Reed. He also had, you can go through it on ESPN.com, although it is an ESPN Plus thing. Like he's got him taking a Louisville cornerback with 211 and then an interior defensive lineman with their fifth round pick or whatever it was. So, all right, there you go. That's a wrap. Go tell your friends about the Surly Draft Party at Park Tavern. Purple Daily will be there. Let us know. You know, send us a tweet. Let us know. You gonna show up and talk some smack to Judd to his face?
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Cheers a beer and then take him deep on his Kirk Cousins hate. His Adam Thielen hate? Yeah, we're looking forward to meeting as many of you as possible. So we are pumped in just under a month, or I guess a month from tomorrow, technically, right? A month from tomorrow. The draft party at Park Tavern. And then we'll hit you with another episode of Write That Down Predictions and an accountability session here on this Wednesday Purple Daily.